Hey, Mr. Gerger, can we talk to you for a second?
Where are you from?
I'm Alex Jones. I have a TV show in Austin. I make
just a few questions about the convention. Yeah, is there a camera? Or are you?
Yeah, right there. Just about. Yeah, but I just want to get your permission first. Here.
Okay. Just look like I've got.
No, I understand. Just about a minute or two.
Okay, great.
We're talking to David Gergen, and he has advised several presidents and, of course, has written quite a few books and is a, I would call you a political pundit or researcher?
Commentariat, over the hill, whatever.
Okay. How long you been in New York?
About 4 hours.
What do you think of this circus?
Well, I haven't seen all the protests yet, but I've never seen as much security for a convention as we have here. And it's, the city's almost closed down. I think it's remarkable. I think it's an unfortunate turn for politics that we have to have this many police around.
There's been a lot of news articles and reports saying that there's a heightened risk of terror attacks. Do you think there's a chance of that? Or comments?
They just arrested, I think, or broken up some plot allegedly to somebody wanted to blow up subways. Yeah, I think it's very real danger. And you've got the Madison Square Garden is sitting right, basically on top of a train station, and Boston Convention was right on top of a train station. Yeah, I just have to remember that trains are very accessible, vulnerable, and that's what happened in Spain. They went after trains, and they blew some trains up, and it wasn't very expensive. So I think there's that danger, but I think the police are on top of it. They're treating this as a special security event, which means there's not only the obvious police around, but believe me, there's a lot of private stuff going on here.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them, by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean? Here is the before-mentioned Washington Times article where he said, I didn't run around naked like they do.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video, and it's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
You took an I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But we have public officials.
I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just walked in.
I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment.
I know. I appreciate it.
You have this is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
Have you ever been in the ritual?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh,
that's right. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do. You're free American, like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say,
Mr. Gergen.
I'm sorry, nobody sets policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously, you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders come out here.
Yeah, that is a three-pointer. Woo! Boy, I hit the hot button. Mr. Gergen, have a wonderful life. Say hi to Moloch for me. Canaanite deity, and I'll see you at Eyes Wide Shut, baby. Bye-bye.
We're in engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. Get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, in hour number two of this Friday emergency transmission, Trump is reportedly given the green light to strike Iran as early as Sunday. They may negotiate, they may pull back, but I think it's on like Donkey Kong. Plus, Epstein files continue to take down top globalists as the real Illuminati file leaks, exposing the occult Bohemian Grove network. We're into hour number two with the heavy hitter, Benny Johnson. Does a great job, breaks so much news. Talk about MVP and the fight to restore the Republic. And I was on his show today, and I appreciate him coming on mine. And I wanted to get him on about Iran, about the Epstein files, about white pill, black pill, red pill. You know, where are we? The Bohemian Grove list coming out. Everybody on there from Clint Eastwood to Clarence Thomas. And I want to be clear, and I said this back at the time, and again, just because you've been a guest or a member, most of it, you know, Kid Rock's been there and talked about it. But it is occultic at the center of it, and it's a recruitment arm. And you had Nixon went, because you had to do that for politics, and he says it's the most GD faggy thing I've ever seen. And when I was only in there about 5 hours, I got whistled at, my ass pinched, you name it, not by any famous people, but, I mean, the workers there, it was like, well, I've never really been to a gay bar. One time they had a city council forum at one, so I have been in one. And I got approached the bathroom, at the bar, and all the rest of it. But, I mean, it was like a gay bar experience. And I couldn't get video of it because my camera was hidden and I had to put 1 hour tapes in it. But Mike Hansen saw it too. They're like 100 and something little camps of 2,700 acre Redwood Grove. And I mean, there was like pictures of Henry Kissinger in drag bending over like he was a woman in panties, simulating sticking his fingers in his rectum. I mean, I'm not trying to be gross, folks. You want to know what I saw? It's what I saw. And I didn't get all of it on tape because I had a little hidden camera, and back then it was tapes. So I go in with an hour, get questioned by Secret Service. They believe me. I hide under a deck with centipedes on me and stuff. And then I reload a new tape, get out, start going. And then I was going to run out, so I stopped it. And then I went into a few clubhouses trying to hide out and saw this weird stuff everywhere and devil paintings and everything. And then I hit again, and then, you know, then it starts getting dark, and I go out and get the ceremony on tape. And literally, as the ceremony ends, because I didn't know until I got snuck out and got to my hotel miles away, that I got it out, and like literally ends right as the ceremony ends, the tape ran out. So God had his hand on that. I'm kind of reminiscing here. Let's go to Benny Johnson. Benny, I mean, vindication for you, myself, everybody else. It's all coming out. The Trilateral Commission really running the WEF as a world government. The head of it resigning. Secret CIA airports, human trafficking, cannibalism, devil worship. I mean, end of days type stuff. Dogs and cats living together, to quote Ghostbusters. I mean, this is just, I heard you on your show before I came on. I totally agree with you. We were talking to Viva Free. People that are black-pilled are idiots. We're getting more movement exposing tyranny in a week than we used to get in a year. We're getting mad because we're learning how bad it is, but this is a spectacular extravaganza of the New World Order burning down. Do you agree with me?
Yes. So this is also a fascinating tactic, the aliens tactic, and it's something that I wanted to cover with you, and I didn't get a chance really to discuss it and describe it on our program. But it does seem like right when we are learning so much, Alex, about the Bohemian Grove list, they're just kind of like throwing things at the wall now. It is like a firehouse sale. It's like that Walmart's going out of business and they're like, come in and take all the lawn chairs, take all the grills. Everything's half off. Everything's 79% off. We're just going to get rid of it. Just get it all out there. And you should appreciate that. Now, I realize there's obviously some people that are, you know, there's obviously plenty of people that are trying to within the DOJ that are trying to hold back evidence, within the FBI that are trying to hold back evidence. There's plenty of burn bags. It's such a great question about the Epstein list. Like what we're getting right now is been reduced for decades of these people being in charge, and they've had these access, and they've had unfettered access to delete things, to get rid of them, to bury them, to plow them deep into the ocean, well underground. You'll never be able to see the full light of day. We have the video of the police raiding Epstein's island. They have hard drive after hard drive after hard drive that they're taking. We're now finding out that Jeffrey Epstein had so many lockers around the country that he was hiding evidence in and putting video camera systems in. They was trying to hide it from the feds. So I think we've barely scratched the surface, Alex. We've barely seen the very top sheen of the iceberg here with Epstein. And they're throwing their hands up and saying, we give up. Here's the royal family. Here's members of the royal family. Here's the American ambassador to America. The royal ambassador to America from the Kingdom of England, you name it. It's like kind of being served up on a silver platter. And then here's aliens. And that's the one that I can't square. And I'm sure your audience, just like mine, has a very, very strong feeling on this. But it did seem like, and I want to get your instinct on this because you're never wrong about this kind of stuff, Alex. It did seem like it was right on cue. Like as though you ring the bell and it's like, okay, give them the Bohemian Grove list. All right, give them the aliens, give them the war with Iran, and let's kind of get this stuff out. Let's just get everything out of the way. But it's the alien thing that seems so coordinated. And I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I've spoken with a lot of people in Congress, in the SCIFs. Some of these people are some of my best friends, right? Anna Paulina Luna, she like lives down the street from me here in Florida. This has got Nancy Mace. You've got Lauren Boebert. You've got Matt Gaetz. Back when he was in Congress, he saw a lot of this stuff. Tim Burchett. These are dear friends of the show, people that I really respect and really love. And they tell me that it would change our opinion of time and space and our position in the universe as it relates to our Christian God and to our creator if we saw what they saw inside of their classified SCIFs, if we saw what the federal government has on UFO and aliens. So I'm not trying to totally discount it. What I want to know from you, Alex, is as you watched Barack Obama do his whole right on cue.
Oh, yep, there's aliens. And let me tell you where they're not. Let me tell you where they're not being held.
And then he obviously got the call and he had to walk it all back, in an Instagram post. But everyone knows what he was doing. Trump says he shared classified information. He shouldn't have done that. Then Trump says on the plane, well, maybe I could get him out of trouble by just declassifying everything. Is this just like the buffet of the most transparency we've ever seen? Or is this an op to distract us? What exists actually inside of these UFO files? What do you think, Alex?
Well, I could talk for 100 years on what you said. And first, I have to say I don't have all the answers. But I have a wide spectrum analysis of all this. And I can tell you the methodologies of the things these different groups use. I know the different factions. I know what's going on. So let's just say this. No one is more brainwashed than people in U.S. intelligence. There's more disinformation in intelligence briefings and files that presidents are given. Remember Harry Reid famously saying, oh, we'll just give Trump fake briefings. And now we learn John Bolton gave him fake briefings. Okay? So what they're showing, Anna Paulina Luna and Boebert and all of these people in there, is what the intelligence agencies want them to see. With all the AI video and all the stuff they've got, and from all the experts I've talked to, most of what you're seeing in front of Congress is known disinformation operatives in those hearings, in those things, and they're leading everybody away from the fact that most of this is human technology. About 80% is human, according to the people that have been proven and been insiders. But there is a 20% or so that is not of this world. And it's in the Bible. It's in all the other ancient texts. It's in paintings, you know, from the Dark Ages of, you know, flying saucers above Rome, you know, with the portals. I mean, so before humans had this, this was going on. And there's interstellar third dimensional visitors. And Christ said, I have many flocks, not just, you know, here on this world. And you've got the fallen ones that are marooned here on the earth. Okay, I mean, the Bible, if you read the Old Testament, Ezekiel sees giant spinning wheels and a floating platform comes out in the Hebrew and Arabic. It says he has a blue crystal bubble over his head. And he says, take this. And then he takes it, has an hallucination. He gets a mind meld. Same thing happens with John the Revelator on Patmos thousands of years later. The angel says, take this. Sweet in the mouth, hurts in the stomach, has a vision. And these are angels, okay? These are God's watchers. And they're described with these big heads and the big mother wheel lands, and off comes, you know, this floating platform, and it's got these angels with, you know, swords of fire, you know, beside it. And then it's just over and over again. The demons are coming down to earth and are having sex with the women. And so God got mad because only Noah's family was pure in their generations, meaning genetically. So he decides to kill everybody, because there's been a genetic infestation. And then the preachers go, the Bible is literal. But then they go, but not this. This is metaphorical. But then you find it in every other ancient culture, the Sumerians, the Babylonians, the Egyptians. They've now calculated. I mean, you've got Egyptian hieroglyphs that are Apache helicopters and Saturn rockets. You've got Aztec stuff that's been in the Madrid Museum for 200 years that is a 747 jet with the engines on it. I mean, you know. So this is all known. This has all been going on. And the bottom line is this. Most of the aliens we are seeing are biological androids. And they basically show up right after Aleister Crowley goes, what, the 20s or whatever, and gets to the Great Pyramid in the main room and takes a bunch of drugs and does a hallucination. A little gray alien comes and says, we're here. Suddenly it's in Hollywood, it's in the culture. He's out in Hollywood with the precursor of NASA, Jack Parsons. This is all public. And they create the gray alien thing. These things are not seen in all the ancient scripture and stuff. They show up right about that time. But then when you take DMT, you do see those, but they wear little green hats where the elf thing comes from. So, I mean, I can go a thousand ways with this, but most of what Congress has been giving us this info, I was told decades, 30 years ago, by really smart insiders that when the globalist program comes out, if they ever get exposed, they'll do a fake alien disclosure. So I don't know how much real stuff Trump's been given. They've been really good at keeping it in the dark about the stay-behind networks from Obama, the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, the billions of bucks of the Defense Authorization Act that Obama signed when he left in 2017 to fight Trump and surveil Trump and, you know, all that. Now Trump's kind of dislodging all that. So Trump didn't even know that the FBI and NSA and CIA were fighting him his first term. So I don't think off that rule Trump has ever broken into the UFO file, because that's kept super ultra secret from the beginning, with Aleister Crowley saying, I was given a mission in the Great Pyramid by this alien to come control all this. I can't make this up. It's reporting what was said. That Hollywood and all this kind of sells us on the UFOs, all this UFO stuff. And from my intel and research and the rest of it, most of that is interdimensional. And interdimensional is separate from third-dimensional interstellar travelers. And we now know with the mathematics that multidimensional is true. And so you have Congressman Burchett and all of them being briefed on, no, we and Anna Polkin and Luna and all of them, there are, as I said 30 years ago, it's all now in the news, there's interdimensional visitors. Those are what you call the servants of Satan, the demons. And then you've got the aliens that are just all the other species and things in God's universe that are out there who are in the third dimension right now manifesting instead of in another dimension. Generally, in another dimension means they were in this dimension, and then you transfer in resonance to dark energy or light energy in the dimensions. We seem to think of dimensions as upwards and down, but really it's dark dimension, light dimension, and there's hierarchies in the dark dimension and the light dimension. Kind of Dante saw it, the nine circles of hell. You have the 12 levels of heaven. And so it's a very complex pantheon of systems here, and they're trying to confuse us. But Satan comes through the power of the air that you can't see. Now with spectrometers, they know dark energy, dark matter is about five times stronger than this dimension holding it in. And there's all these wormholes. So they're coming in and out because of the sixth sense that Princeton has confirmed being able to read and monitor in humans. And every other animal has it. That's how ducks fly 3,000 miles or butterflies back to where they were born or weren't even born. They get born in Canada and fly down to the exact place their parents are from in, you know, Mexico or Guatemala. So we're transceivers with electrochemical DNA that are actually picking all of this up, not just third dimensional transmissions, but our DNA expands into the fourth, fifth, sixth dimension. We're picking up interdimensional transmissions of ultra low frequencies, what it's called. And so it's just a very magical thing. And so we're just basically waking up to what we are. Does that make sense?
It does. And it, you know, it seems like the wake up process is something that is being planned. I mean, I don't know. It's going domino after domino. All I do is pattern recognition. I'm just trying to learn, obviously, from the best. OK, and it's pattern recognition and being able to simply see the nodes and where they're taking you. And the fact that it's all hitting at the exact same time. And lo and behold, Laura Trump comes out. And right when Obama says that, the next day, Alex, not 24 hours has passed. And Laura Trump sits on a podcast. And she's lovely. I consider her a friend. I really like Eric and Laura. But Laura Trump sits there on a podcast and sort of unprovoked says, oh, yeah, my dad has a speech ready in order to reveal extraterrestrial life to that extent. Which is, of course, what Donald Trump calls it.
And they know Trump's getting ready to do it, so they want to head him off the pass. He was going to do it in July. Word is he's going to move the timeline up because of this. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, that's right. And so I'm trying to piece it all together, right? So it's like I don't pretend to be some learned scholar. I went to community college, but we're just piecing all these pieces of the information war together and saying they're clearly preparing for something. And the last thing to finally click for me, and I just couldn't believe, I was howling with laughter when I saw it. I saw an ad on Netflix. It was in the year 2022, and it was an ad for an Adam Driver movie, and it was about a train derailment in rural Ohio. It was a Netflix special about this train derailment causing great economic and chemical catastrophe, and they used it for political gain, and they were able to, like, poison an entire town. This was the Netflix show, and I thought, who the hell would watch that? It looks boring as hell. It looks kind of silly. And then, lo and behold, East Palestine pops off. It's the same, exact same plot in real life. And that was my first sort of experience in this career with predictive programming. Well, now, fast forward to that, and I'm like, wow, that's really real. And fast forward to now, my own personal exploration, I see Disclosure Day from Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg doesn't come out to make many movies. He doesn't like making movies anymore. He's a billionaire. He doesn't got to make movies. He's got everything. He's getting up there. And now he's making
part of the deep state propaganda arm.
He's making Disclosure Day. And it's all about, like, the aliens are going to reveal themselves. They're going to use humans and they're going to use animals. And they're going to reveal themselves. I was like, well, I mean, geez, man, that's like straight out of that's a script. It's straight out of Central Casting. So I just put them all together. Right. And say, well, the radar's going off. That's all.
Well, I mean, I've said this many times. The media never attacks me because they're all obsessed with it. No, it's real. The globalist. I don't know if you've seen my show. I talk about it, but my whole life has just happened. But it's gotten more intense the last few years. I'll be woken up. I'm like, just I have to get up. I don't have to take a piss or anything. I just wake up in the middle of the night. And I'm a good sleeper, and I'll wake up usually out of some incredible dream where I've been given knowledge and told, you know, shown things, and then it's like, pay attention. And go turn your phone on, because I don't keep my, you know, and I go turn the phone on. It's always the exact time I'm told. I'll even verbally say it. And then I'll be saying, now pay attention to what you were just shown. And so a lot of what I know is dreams. And again, however this works, however the angels, the watchers, however they're operating it, they show it to, I get, like, this is the way you can understand it. But it's kind of like I'm on a roller coaster. It's like a Buck Rogers, you know, tram or monorail, and I'm going through like 2001 light, and then it goes, and it looks like Hawaii, but it's all kind of like the planet they're on in Avatar, where everything's floating and there's these mountains and it's so beautiful, and then I'm there and it's like Watchers out of Marvel Comics, but you don't really look at them. And then they're like giving you knowledge and telling you this and that. You need to do this stuff. And then they'll tell me something that absolutely then comes true, and I'm able to go on air and tell people. And I'm like, why are you doing this? They go, well, we want people to start understanding this. You're telepathic. Your whole species is. Everything is. We're all interconnected. And the creator has, you know, we're here to tell you, you know. In fact, times when I've been down or things I'm being attacked, that's when this really happens. And the thing in the, because I mean, I pray that I can do this more. It's probably only happened like with this ecstasy level. It's beyond ecstasy about 10 times that I can consciously remember. And it's total completion. Like you wonder, in heaven, how are you going to get bored in infinity? No, you can see any past, any future, any current thing, total free will. But you're just in the presence of God in this completion, and it's just a feeling you never feel as a human in the third dimension. It is just completion, beyond satisfaction, but that's God's mind, that then you're given this total completion in God's presence. You're not God, but you're in God's presence now, part of God. That then, though, you're going to be sent back in to farm in the other dimensions, other free will and other amazing creatures to then bring them into this. And it's God is terraforming souls, creating free will, watching all the stuff we create, and then watching what we do. It's just, we're God's children. It's fabulous. It's amazing.
It is. And it's such a calming thing to be able to retreat to that if you are, in fact, a Christian. And if anybody in your audience is watching and wants to understand the true mysteries of the universe, you should give your life to Christ. It actually gives you great calm in these moments to know that there is a creator that is all powerful. And
it's, oh, yeah. Some would say that was New Agey. This is 100% Jesus, the angels. It's Jesus. It's God. It's like, no, 100%. Right.
Because that's what I think, you know, and I get this pushback often from the audience, you know, Alex, which is there's one train of thought that is like, no, everything that's alien is made up because, you know, God wouldn't, you know, Eric Metaxas has this train of thought where there is no such thing as aliens because God wouldn't, you know, make mistakes on other planets or what, you know, whatever. They, you know, God wouldn't keep that from us. And I'm like, dude, every time they send a submarine down to the bottom of the ocean, they come up with something that is more wild than anything in any sci-fi movie, any rubberized or CGI prop in any movie.
And I was about to say, look at God and all the wild, cool stuff God makes. Yeah. Look at all these creatures. Dude. Like,
yes, it's been on this planet for the entire, probably it's been on this planet longer than any of us. And it's like these things exist and we find one every day, Alex. We find some new space alien every day that is living with us, you know, at the bottom of the ocean or in a rainforest somewhere. And so to sort of put a box
by the way,
around
I was
God,
thinking I exactly that when you said it, because we're simpatico. It's Holy Spirit and hold my beer. AI and all these new systems and these new synthetic nanotechs that reproduce and have intelligence. That's a new life. We're making aliens here on Earth. Alien just means never before on this Earth. We're making aliens in laboratories.
I mean, a lot of people would ask, is that the advent of the Antichrist, right?
Well, remember the movie, cheesy 90s movie, but it's an excellent plot, where they have the radio telescope and they get sent a DNA sequencing. So they put in an egg, implant it in a woman, and then it looks like a human, it's really an alien here to take over, but they send back this DNA sequence. And so, you know, that's an alien we built on Earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, is it Contact? I don't remember.
It was Species.
Yeah. Species, okay.
But think about it. That's what Satan does, is he, through the inner time space dimensional system, we're transceivers, he gives us bad plans. So we're building Satan's escape ship here. He is marooned here, okay? And he's our tester. So God set this up perfectly. So he needs us. We're made in the image of God. We're the real engineers. Satan needs us to build his escape ship. We'll be right back with Benny Johnson. Stay with us.
High noon. Black dollar rolling.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible highest quality concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose. Absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Been really effective for many years, but now his sources in the White House, he's got reporters, you know, inside and Congress people giving him feeds inside the deposition of Bill Clinton right now. This is a huge Clinton saying he didn't talk to Epstein after 2008. We know that's not true. So this is getting wild. We had Bill Clinton's statement last hour I read, but Benny knows what he's actually talking about in there right now. Let's get into what you're being told, Benny Johnson.
Sure. Hey, thank you, Alex. Glad to be back. So yesterday we broke the news. It wasn't huge news. It was just a photograph of Hillary Clinton inside of this deposition. It was sent to me by Lauren Boebert. I told everyone that Lauren Boebert, she's a representative from Colorado, and she's great. And she snapped a pic. This was before the testimony started. And she sent it to me and she said, you can put it out there. Have a great time. I know that you talked about it yesterday. Who cares? It's Hillary. She's looking rough. Okay. She ain't looking happy. She's not having a good time. But she lost her mind, stormed out of the deposition because I posted that photo. She sent her little press flax out, Nick Merrill, and this guy who's covered up for Jeffrey Epstein questions to Bill Clinton before, Bill Clinton's chief of staff as well, last name Pena. They sent them out there to attack me, to say, you got to look at Benny Johnson's Twitter feed. How dare he? He posted a photo of Hillary Clinton. This just shows you how on ice they are, how nervous they are, because they know that their lies are not going to hold up the scrutiny.
Well, it's also any excuse for her to cancel it. Did she come back or what happened?
Exactly right. She did come back. She did come back. I pissed off Hillary Clinton today and I'm not suicidal. That's right. I got my food tester. Okay. Ready to go. Make sure we got some home cooking tonight. And that we're in an undisclosed location at a church that the Clintons would never, you know, walk into because they'd evaporate. But what I'm saying here is that, like, they're very, very touchy on this. Now, this is a crazy thing, by the way, that they lost their mind on this because they wanted it all to be broadcast live. I think that would have been awesome. And I was for that. I asked James Comer. I pressed James Comer in order to do that. He said this is the standard way that they do this process when they're subpoenaing people and doing depositions. So fine. Whatever. They said, and in fact, this is the way that the subpoenas went for Jack Smith, right, against Donald Trump. They did a private deposition, and then Jack Smith wanted it to be public, so they did it in public. And so I hope that the Clintons end up doing that, in fact. But it's totally contrary to what they wanted. They lost their mind. Hillary Clinton went out and talked about it. She's had her team go out and attack me. It just means that they're very, very sensitive to these photos. Now, apparently Hillary Clinton threw her husband under the bus. According to Nancy Mace, she had a meltdown. And according to Anna Paulina Luna, she had a meltdown. She lost her mind yesterday. Now, the Nick Merrill, Hillary Clinton's flack, told the New York Times when they asked about this, F you, that's what he said. That's an exact quote. Don't like to curse, but that is the language that used. And that means that they're very, very sensitive on this. The lady doth protest too much is my takeaway. Like, why are you freaking out? And the reason why they're freaking out is there's a multiple sequence of lies that are concussive, conclusive, and that will be proven out in a new information era that we currently have that didn't exist when the Clintons were operating in the White House in the 1990s, of course, when you could get away with the blue stained dress, when you get away with Monica Lewinsky, you could bury that stuff because they controlled the media. They didn't control the media all through the Obama era, but the fractures began to show. And now the system is completely broken and they have no more defenders. And politics is a cruel game where the young eat the old. You already saw a bunch of young Democrats vote to hold the Clintons in contempt. They have no more control over the information. And now the lies are beginning to collapse demonstrably. And I think that what's happening in Congress right now is they're setting perjury traps for the Clintons. It's going to be a lot of perjury traps here. And let's just start with the one obvious lie that Hillary Clinton told yesterday. The obvious lie is that she never met Jeffrey Epstein. Well, Jeffrey Epstein would like a word, Alex, because from the grave or Tel Aviv or wherever Jeffrey Epstein is right now, hopefully the pit of hell, but nobody knows. Jeffrey Epstein in his emails say often and regularly that he met Hillary Clinton. Jeffrey Epstein in his emails say that he was one of the founding members of the Clinton Foundation, organized the entire structure. He describes what Hillary Clinton looks like up close, says she's a pretty woman in one of his emails. So I don't know. Might have had early onset glaucoma as well.
Well either way. By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell was at the Chelsea Clinton's wedding in July of 2010. But the Clintons are saying we never even knew him. We're, quote, not connected to him. It's all over the place. But now she's at the wedding in the front row in 2010, 2 years after Bill Clinton said they broke off contact.
So I'm getting to that. That's exactly perjury. Right. Chelsea Clinton also traveled with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to the King of Monaco's wedding. And so there's no way that Chelsea didn't know who Epstein and there's photos of Ghislaine. Perhaps your producers can find them. There's photos of Ghislaine and Clinton and Epstein and Chelsea Clinton. Kind of remarkable. His daughter, the King of Monaco's wedding. I believe this was in.
Why would the Clintons?
2002.
And so, like, there's Chelsea emails knows, too. So why would they lie so transparently?
Well, that's okay. So this is what I think is particularly fascinating about this. Alex, you know what it's like to be inside of a Secret Service bubble. You will know what it's like to be inside of a federal building or inside of a locked space. I think you were describing earlier in the last segment about talking to Secret Service when you were breaking into Bohemian Grove. When you go into the White House, bro, you are treated like a convict, okay? Like you're truly, you get a number, you get a stamp. They ask your social security. They ask you invasive questions. It's not like TSA. If you're in the presence of a president, if you're going into the president's private residence and you're going to be in the presence of the president, last time I did this was a Christmas party this year at the White House. We went to a White House Christmas party. Dude, you stand on rubber mats and let German shepherds sniff every square inch of your body. They put you through what is a very, quite frankly, like invasive process.
You get a German shepherd nose rammed in your butt.
Well, you know, it happens, Alex. In order to keep the president safe. The Secret Service has been using these tactics for a very long time. The Secret Service does know who Ghislaine Maxwell was. The idea, the lie that Ghislaine Maxwell could sneak into Chelsea Clinton's wedding within a literal arm's reach of Bill Clinton at all times and Hillary Clinton, of course, who was there also. And Ghislaine Maxwell could sneak in undetected by the Secret Service, that they wouldn't know who's in that guest list, is insane. I mean, it's patently demonstrably.
And the Secret Service delivering Clinton to the airports, private airports, we know this already. And he would then tell them, don't come, but it's on records. We know from them that they were delivering him all the time to the airplane.
I think what's remarkable about that Chelsea Clinton photo, and there's a lot made to do about it, and I don't want to get into all the names and all the, you know, what was truly happening behind the scenes, because I think people, their eyes glaze over. That's all that's critical about this is that it was after 2008. Because 2008 is when Jeffrey Epstein copped to and admitted under oath and pled guilty to underage sex trafficking, 120 young women, some as young as 14.
And Clinton, in his written statement that I showed last hour, I'll show it to you here, right here.
Yep.
He says he had no contact with 2008 and that Hillary never had any contact. We know that's not true.
But that's insane because you have that photo of Ghislaine Maxwell and Virginia Giuffre, who is on camera giving Bill Clinton a deep tissue massage in a private airport. Virginia Giuffre says that Ghislaine Maxwell was actually the operator. Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, associated and connected deep into Mossad, deep into MI6 through her father, deep into intelligence agencies and operations. Everybody knows who Robert Maxwell was and what his connections were. This is his daughter. All of the victims, all of the young women said that Ghislaine was in charge. Now, what I find fascinating is that these interviews with Steve Bannon, you know, I haven't seen a lot of Jeffrey Epstein talking on camera. This was really new to me. And I watched that full 2.5 hours of Steve Bannon preparing Jeffrey Epstein for an interview. And what my major takeaway here, because I was looking for viral clips and there aren't that many, actually. And the reason there aren't that many, Alex, is because Jeffrey Epstein's kind of a lunkhead, like not particularly smart. He didn't come off as smart. He came off as kind of like a dullard and dumb and like a brute and like just kind of a dumb guy from Queens that was able to muscle his way or able to unethically get his access to the financial systems of the world. And perhaps he did that through Ghislaine. And that's what the victims say. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that inviting Ghislaine is worse than inviting Jeffrey. Inviting Ghislaine, Ghislaine was the
that's right. Her dad was like the MI6 Mossad.
Well, that's right.
Master
so
spy.
Epstein's Pinocchio with the nose that grows, and Ghislaine is the operator who creates him and that keeps him going. And that's what that's what the victims have said. This is what they've said in their sworn testimonies. This is what Virginia Giuffre says, that Jeffrey Epstein's kind of like a dumb animal. And that's what he comes across as, quite frankly, in the only unedited and uncut video that we've seen of him with the Steve Bannon interview. He just doesn't come across as very bright. And maybe that's why he surrounded himself with so many mathematicians and physicists. He was trying to look sort of buy his way into credit.
Sure. Where do you see all this going now? Because I don't see, yeah. Levitt says, let's move on. Trump's like, Ludnig, very innocent. I get all the stuff on Republicans has no real meat and potatoes other than some business stuff. And Bannon, you know, obviously Epstein was very powerful, all these connections. Bannon's all over political stuff. I'm not defending, you know, him kind of playing it down, but I get it. He's trying to make a film. The point is we let Democrats make huge deals out of nothing burgers when it's all Democrats and global leftists resigning and all of Trump's enemies that are all over it. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't know if Trump was given bad intel. I assume he was. And I think you have the same assumption that perhaps there were people that were either not telling half truths. I mean, I don't too. I just know too much because
White House really loves you and listens to you.
You're my friends, and you're a Boy Scout.
When I'm saying you're smart, they listen to me some too. But I saw like Ben Shapiro the other day, and I want to be enemies with Ben. Alex does nothing but attack Trump. He's an enemy. No, when I see Trump doing something wrong, I try to correct it because we need Trump. That's the opposite. It's very simple. But I'm not in a cult where I let some administration officials that don't know what they're doing or bad steer things. We're populist. We put Trump in. I'm a constituent. I lobby publicly for what I want. That's not trying to get rid of Trump. That's trying to protect Trump.
Yes. Yes, of course. And that's what you would do with your own child. You have a beautiful family, Alex. I have these young kids and they make mistakes all the time. And what does it mean? Well, like not loving them actually is allowing them to continue to touch the flame on the stove or whatever, right? The hot pan.
Or parents. I got great parents, but I've had my parents before when I know a con man's got them in a bad business deal. And I go and say, listen, I listen to you, listen to me. And, you're telling your parents, don't do this. It's a loving thing to do.
Of course. And you have to do that to your friends. In fact, indifference, hating President Trump would be not speaking out. Disliking President Trump would be not saying anything.
Yeah, what did Napoleon say? He said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake.
That's right. So, like, obviously, we all watch them pick, we watch them select Kamala Harris, right? We watch them shove Joe Biden into the body bag. And I was like, great. Thank you. Not going to stand in the way of that. Where do I donate? how do I keep this going? Kamala Harris says she wants to run again. Great. Please, I beg of you. How do I make the Kamala Harris AOC ticket happen? I just like I'm begging for it. So like you're right. Don't correct your enemy when they're making a mistake. I think that President Trump, it's been like pretty obvious here, and I think some of the UFO stuff stems from it, that he's like learned that it is only his enemies that are going down in flames over all this, just off the top of the dome. But you have
I've seen him 15 Princeton. Times go, actually, it's great. It's out. I'm exonerated. We already studied it. We already know they would have used stuff if it's bad. We already know your MO. I already knew he's not involved in this stuff. Trump is the type that would never have hookers piss on him. He's not into that anyways, but then he's compromised. He's a guy that controls, isn't controlled. So any of this, the idea that he would go with other men and have sex with underage girls, he would do that anyways. He's about being in control. You don't do that. I mean, hey, I don't want to have sex with 14-year-olds anyways, but I sure as hell wouldn't fly to some island and screw 14-year-olds and be somebody's political slave. I mean,
crazy about the photos that you put up is that like, I mean, Bill Clinton must have known he was being photographed. Like, he liked it. He knows the known.
He's been recruited by CIA, David Rockefeller. He's been wallowing and being compromised.
That's exactly right. He's having a great time. And Bill Clinton, in the statement that you said you read earlier, so I don't want to insult your audience by giving them the same information. But Bill Clinton's like, I come from a household of abuse and I would have spoken up. If I had known anything, I would have spoken up. Bro, you're in a hot tub with one of the trafficking victims.
Well, I mean, this is how it works. Look, I used to get invited to be in movies in Hollywood. Didn't go out there much, but I've been to D.C. and everywhere. And political famous operatives, mainly Democrats,
early on, Alex.
Huh? What?
Famous voice actor. I didn't know that.
but they would. I'd just be sitting there at like some mansion or some fancy 5-star restaurant, and I'd say, "Who are these girls? Oh, they're for you." And every time I looked over, they were all full-grown women, very attractive. And I'd be like, no. Like, well, we got these women. It's day one, even when you're a low-level player that I was back then. They throw the sex operatives. Corporations do all of it. I mean, they just throw it. It's everywhere. Well, let me ask you. You're kicking. Have you had them throw sex operatives at you yet? Or are they assessing you would not even buy?
I've known my wife for 20 years, and I've been married for 10 years, my 10-year anniversary. I'm like really, I say this a lot, that I'm really happy that we met, because we met a long time ago, again, 20 years ago, and I'm just really glad that like the universe of online dating, the universe of like photos, and like, so the one of the years that right after we met was the Anthony Weiner sexting scandal. And Let's open that one up. Let's open that laptop up, Alex, please. Like, it kind of aligns with the Clintons perfectly. Where the hell
well,
is
that
laptop?
Is, that
apparently,
is the
Anthony Weiner's
that's
laptop
above
is somewhere.
Epstein, but what I'm saying is,
where is that?
Since then, like, I'm not saying you ever... Have you had them... Because you're a prominent guy. Have they thrown sex operatives at you yet?
I always, always travel with some with someone either on my staff, on my team. I'm never alone, right? You know, you lock the hotel. If you're traveling, you lock the hotel door and you stay in there. And that has been the operation for a very, very long time. You know, I learned that from Charlie Kirk.
No, I've never told these stories, but early on, I was like, I would go to 9/11 conferences and there'd be 2 a.m. Bang, bang, bang. Open the door. Super hot blonde. Hey, let me come in. I learned to barricade the door and not come to the door.
That's exactly right. Because all they need is the photo of you talking to the blonde at the door. Now, I've got to tell you, man, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen members of Congress at these shady hotels. I lived in D.C. for 15 years, you know, and praise God, like, thank God that our, you know, and I think this is how it works because, and I'm this is going to get a little, this is going to get very religious, but I feel like God truly wanted me out of that, like sent pestilence. I can describe probably the strongest act of God in my life that has ever happened, this side of holding my newborn children, is our exiting from D.C., almost like the Israelites leaving Egypt. We got the same plagues. It is the same thing that happened to us. I had lived in D.C. for a long time. I thought I was going to die in D.C. I tended to like D.C. I liked, you know, sort of the power vectors. Yeah, it's a city with a ton of vices. I was a degenerate. I was an alcoholic. Yes, I was married, but it was like, you know, it was like you live this lifestyle. You're unhealthy. You're fat. You're a slob. There's so many parties. And this is just how they get you, right? So many parties, so much of this stuff. And it was like God made a declaration on my life and sent unto me the same plagues as Egypt. Suddenly, our entire home was filled with pestilence. Suddenly, there were rats the size of dogs that were so grotesque they could like walk through the traps that I would set for them. There was cockroaches. There was vermin. There were dog attacks. So it's pestilence. God sends murder.
So God drafted you and rose you up.
Well, what I'm saying is that God, like, why not use a playbook that's tried and true? I watched young people. This was during the defund the police movements. Get murdered in my front yard. I watched young people get shot. The shootings are still on my Ring cameras. And then fire, you know, God sends fire and pillars of fire, right, to stop the armies. The home that's next to mine is a row house, gets set ablaze in a gangland warfare that took over D.C. during the BLM protests. And that those flames, of course, poured into my home, into my newborn child's nursery. It was God, like declaration after declaration, the same pestilence that he hit Egypt with, including but not limited to.
No, I agree. This happened to me when I was about 18. God says, you're
your
mine.
Firstborn child.
You're mine.
That's right.
Yep. So we have limited time. I wish you could stay longer. But no, it's an incredible story. Please continue. We need to.
Let's tell these stories
right now. In the next hour. But here's the thing. Look at this information. This broke about 30 minutes ago on Infowars.com. Mega bombshell. Hackers wiped 100 terabytes of Epstein file data from FBI New York headquarters during 2023 Super Bowl Sunday under Biden. Of course, the hackers are them, obviously. This is now breaking, documented, the documents that happened. So it's not 14.6 terabytes they had, and the Comeys were running that, hiding it. But under the FBI's watch, 100 terabytes disappeared. Infowars.com. What do you make of that, Benny Johnson?
There's clearly so much else out there. And what is really alarming to me, or maybe exciting perhaps, is that, you know, the entire facade has now come crumbling down and no one's in control. There is no more control. And the lies are being exposed. In the memo that was drafted, that was released last 4th of July weekend from the DOJ, it's the unsigned memo. It's still very mysterious. Nobody knows who wrote it exactly. Like, this unsigned memo said there was no blackmail operation, right? And that, like, the compromising footage and stuff, it doesn't include anyone else. Well,
and then
we have this week, Alex,
and Patel, who I don't want to
Bill
bash,
Gates.
Pop up on TV, like, during the headlines and say the same thing.
Bill Gates admitting to multiple Russian affairs with young women. Now, I mean, let's just start with, like, first off, Bill Gates has a security clearance. Okay. Microsoft is like all over the Pentagon, all over every government building. That is, of course, the premier honeypot operation, right? Hot young Russian bridge player or nuclear physicist. This is what Bill Gates admits to. So many of these things just wouldn't be happening. We don't have enough time. We could, like, I'll be in Texas soon. I hope that we can sit down and do a long form interview and maybe we can go for 3 hours.
100%.
We don't have enough time to talk about, like, what's in full scale collapse. I guess, like, if I may, and I know we're up against a hard out, but you talked on my show last time and a ton of people wanted to know more about it, about the royal family. You know, they're sort of like vampire lineage and how they're untouchable and how they're, you know, all that. And but then we see actually cracks in all of that with Prince Andrew. Maybe, Alex, if, like, just very quickly, like, what is that arrest?
I know you got to do your own shows. You got all this hot media.
Yeah.
But if you want to do 50 more minutes, we can do it. And Benny, if you got to go, you got to go.
What does that mean? I mean, I do have to go. I don't know. It says we potentially have 3 minutes left. I don't know.
I'm saying, let's just do 5 minutes the next hour so we can finish up.
Okay, fine. All right, good. Fine.
But listen, I want to go on your show. I did 30 minutes. I'll come on for 2 hours if you want. You do special. And also, I guess you're going to do CPAC up in Dallas-Fort Worth, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I haven't gone to CPAC in a while. It's quite a circus. I should come up there. We can just do the show there.
We do it live on stage.
Yeah, good stuff.
It'll be the last CPAC, but yeah.
No, I've been at CPAC before. It's quite the circus.
No. I mean, like, it'll be like we'll do 3 hours live on stage at CPAC, and, like, you know, the building will, you know, vaporize. It'll be great.
Absolutely. Well, look, Prince Andrew is a total piece of crap.
My neighbor told me. My neighbor's like, thanks for, like, well done pissing off Hillary today. Really look forward to the plane crashing into both of our houses.
Yeah. Well, she used to have that power, you know, Arkansas. But that's the thing is, on your show, I described it as the last Japanese guy on an island still shooting at fishing boats had been there 29 years after World War II. So the problem is, even though the globals are being beaten, the stuff they establish, the diseases, the transgenderism, all of it's just going to continue on like wind-up toys. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, again, does the, you know, what does the first arrest of a royal family member mean? Maybe we can do this, you know, in the next 5 minutes, in the next hour.
It means they're cutting loose. Well, notice it's for spying. And the same thing with the ambassador from England. They're doing it about... He was the head of the trade commission, and the other guy, Mandelson, was involved.
Mandelson.
So they're limiting it to that, so they can prosecute him and control the investigation, and not make it about the pedophilia. Because you know about Jimmy Savile and the King and all that. I mean, it's like bad.
It's awful. I mean, he gave that guy a bunch of awards. He gave that guy a bunch of medals. He's like,
So
it's really sick.
I mean, the grand champions of using pedophilia for political control is the British. And that's the thing. Trump thinks it'll kill the stock market, kill America, bring out the Epstein stuff. He said that. It's embarrassing. We're like junior league. We're like the minor leagues compared to Europe in this. And I just say let it all out, you know?
Sure. I mean, of course. And I think that even this, I think we've gotten a sanitized version. I think that's quite obvious and true, empirically true. We've gotten a sanitized version, and it's already... I mean, it's already collapsed, I think, in wholesale, like entire empires. It's really been remarkable.
I was about to say, what we've got has been devastating. Imagine the 100 terabytes, they disappeared in the memory hole. Back in 2 minutes, final segment with Benny Johnson, your phone calls and more. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. .com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus. classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.